Juanita Skuball is here. She's the principal at St. Mary's School here in Tomahawk. And Adam Gessler, I was told, is next in line to Juanita's job, so he must be the assistant principal. I'm glad you guys are getting a kick out of that. Is that a surprise for Adam this morning or what?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's been promoted and he didn't even know it yet. Well, Juanita, thanks for being here this morning. Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Adam, nice to meet you, too. Glad you could be here today.
Yes, nice to meet you, too.
We're going to talk about Catholic School Week like we do every year. But before that, Juanita, we have some business to take care of. First of all, before we get to the business, just give the folks an overall view of how would you describe St. Mary's School to somebody that doesn't know anything about St. Mary's School here in Tomahawk?
Well, St. Mary's School is a very family-oriented school. We welcome any religion at all throughout our community. And it's just a nice place to have your child come where there's small class sizes and a lot of family values.
And it's different. I'll still remember, you guys made such a big impression on me the first time that you invited me over to the school to see it. As soon as I walked in there, it's just, wow, this feels like home.
Yes.
And do you get that before, or was that just me?
That's how we wind it. And the staff is a family, the kids are a family, and everybody knows everybody, and that's how it works.
We're going to talk about registration here in a second. Mm-hmm. And Adam, what do you do at the school?
Yep, I'm the fourth and fifth grade teacher.
Okay, and so they're all the kids in the same classroom, right? How many kids is that in one classroom?
In mine, I have 13, and I know second and third grade has 18, so... Okay. It's a very manageable class size. So.
Absolutely. What's the best part about being a teacher of fourth and fifth graders at St. Mary's School for you?
They're excited to learn.
Yeah?
And we do a lot of fun field trips throughout the year, and I try to get them outside of the classroom as much as possible. So
doing what kind of things? What kind of things?
A lot of like nature studies.
Okay.
Treehaven, our local UWSP kind of college of natural resources. We take three trips out there. I know the public school joins us for that. And then we take them up to Eagle River to Trees for Tomorrow and learn more about just trees and the beautiful resources that we have around our area.
Speaking for myself, I think I learned more outside of the classroom on things like that than I did inside the classroom.
Absolutely.
And that's something that you really concentrate on.
Yes.
Okay. So if parents are looking for a really good school, Juanita, back to you here. What is one of the number one reasons for a parent to start exploring a school at St. Mary's?
Well, I guess what I hear from a lot of parents is the small class sizes.
Okay.
And that the teacher is invested into the students in their classroom, and not just their students, but the whole school.
Okay.
So it's just, like I said, in the family atmosphere, you can't beat.
Let's get to registration. How do you register for class at St. Mary's?
Registration starts on Monday with our current families.
Okay.
And then it will be on February 9th. It will start out for our parishioners and our parish, and then it open to the public on the 19th.
Okay. So current kids, now they know this, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we don't want anybody to be left at home. So current kids, then any families
then
in the parish that want to start new, and then open to the public.
Yes.
How many kids can you accommodate at St. Mary's School?
Probably about 110.
Okay.
My goal is to hit 100 in the next 5 years. So
okay. Got, how many
I
are there now?
I want to keep the classes smaller, so that's why. Right now we have 78.
Okay. Nice. Just like Adam, nice and manageable.
Yes.
Okay. And as far as the direction of learning, it all starts with giving these kids a good foundation, right?
Correct.
As far as how much do you get into the Catholic religion? Are there classes every day?
Yes.
Okay.
And not just classes, but it's service projects and things that we base on. We have retreats, and it's all based around the Catholic faith. And it's neat for the other kids from different faiths to come in and talk to us and tell us about their faith, as well as learn from ours.
That's outstanding.
Yes.
So that is actually encouraged.
Yes, it is.
Wow, that's great. So the more we know about each other, the better we get along.
Just for an example, our second graders are making their first reconciliation and now we're working on their first communion. First Holy Eucharist, and it's neat to see what ages and how the other kids learn at their parishes different things. So it is. It's nice to have that, and everybody understands it, and we're all Christians, and we're all there for a reason. So
the Protestant kids don't feel bad that the other ones are getting communion first or anything, do they?
Nope.
Okay, good. Okay, and so registration is coming up real soon. This
Monday, yeah.
Monday, okay. And so how many days, or just Monday for the current? Is it going to be Monday?
It goes for 2 weeks.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
Starting Monday, registration starts at St. Mary's School.
Right.
What keeps things going at St. Mary's School? All the different programs, keeping the classroom staff. What funds everything?
We do an annual fund drive, which we just started 2 weeks ago, and actually are going to kick it off full force on Sunday with our Catholic Schools Week Mass. But that is a fun drive that we send out brochures and pamphlets, and if people did not receive them and would like them, they're available at our school. But it tells what our school does, what our goals are. It has quotes from the kids, what they learn, what we offer, things like that. And it's just a nice for people to see what our school is about.
Outstanding. What would you say to parents who are considering St. Mary's and they say, well, I'm going to have to take them out, what, sixth grade? Is this high up as you go?
Fifth grade.
I'm sorry. Yep. So you go as high as fifth grade, then the kids go to the public school. Mm-hmm. How do you address that with parents that are thinking, boy, it's such a short amount of time. Do we really want to take the kids out of this school and start all over? How do you address that?
Adam does a really nice job with transitioning the fourth and fifth graders into the sixth grade at the public school. And we work really well with our public school. We have a great public school in our community, and our working relationship is phenomenal. So our fifth graders do things over with the sixth graders, and then of course they're involved in the sports, any kind of sporting event, so they make friends, and so the transition is pretty simple, to be honest.
Good. Adam, can you give us some details? How do you do that? How do you make that transition so smooth?
So you just prepare the kids. Going from the elementary school at the public school to the middle school is also a new school for
exactly.
them, too. So they're all in the same boat together, regardless if they're coming from the public or St. Mary's. So.
And let's face it, a town this small, the kids in both schools know each other anyway. Yeah. It's not a completely different environment. You're seeing familiar faces. I'm sure they've seen a lot of the teachers, too. So it's not that, it's not traumatic at all.
No.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
good. So the fun drive is getting kicked off this weekend, and the script program. Now, I don't remember anything about that, so let's start from that. What is the script program?
The script program is just a gift card program that nonprofit people can do, or businesses can do, and we do it. And it's you come in and you buy a gift card. So say if you wanted to go to Triggs, you buy a gift card for Triggs for $100. The Triggs itself gives us the percentage back. I want to say it's 3%, so we get 3% back from that $100.
So where do they get those, at Triggs or at St. Mary's?
At St. Mary's, we have them all in our, we call it a script box, and we have it all in the script box, and it's available there. We have sheets, and then you can go online, which is called Raised Right, and you can order national script from all over the United States, and yes, for hotels, for everything. It's just
and
crazy.
St. Mary's School gets a cut of all those sales.
They all give a percentage back.
So if you're going on vacation, maybe if you're going to be staying in a hotel, come and see if there's a hotel you can stay at your destination that might also benefit St. Mary's back home.
Correct.
Boy,
and we
cool.
also have like Visa gift cards that you can spend anywhere. So and they give us a percentage back.
Folks can stop by the office anytime and say, you know what, I hear about you guys on the radio. I've mm-hmm. got grandkids, I've got kids, and we're thinking about where we're going to send them to school. It can come in at any time, right?
Yes, and I offer tours at any time. If they want to call me or just stop in and want to see our school, they're welcome to do that at any time.
Yeah, and when you walk in, you're going to say, wow, this is just like at home.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Outstanding. Well, you have done a great job of creating that atmosphere and keeping it going over the years, and let's get into Catholic Schools Week. This has got to be probably the most exciting time at St. Mary's School other than the last couple days of school.
It is, and I'm telling you, I'm excited for this week. This is a different, we're doing something a little bit different this year, something that I did when I was back at St. Mary's back in the 80s. I won't date myself too bad. But,
the late 80s.
Yeah. We're bringing it back for the kids and doing more hands-on. I love the hands-on learning, and we're really big in our early childhood all the way through fifth grade. Hands-on learning is a way a lot of kids learn. And try not to do so much. We do technology and things, but giving them lifelong skills that they can use, like sewing and things like that, is what we're working on.
That was another one of the questions I was going to ask back about what school is like. Now it's a smaller school, mm-hmm. of course, a very family at home kind of atmosphere. But as far as the technology, are you guys lacking in technology at all?
We are not.
Oh,
nope.
Okay.
We have 1-to-1 technology from kindergarten on up, and then our 4K does computer class as well. So.
Got it.
Yep.
All right. So let's get into Catholic Schools Week. It starts on Sunday. And so, Adam, why don't you kick us off here? What's happening on Sunday to kick it off?
So Sunday we have Mass at 9:30, and we have a nice brunch afterwards. So we invite all families and parishioners to come join us in kicking off our Catholic Schools Week.
If that brunch is anything like the farmer's breakfast at St. Mary, are in for some good eating. Absolutely. Okay, Juanita, what's happening when the kids come back on Monday?
Monday is career day, so they're going to dress of what they want to be when they grow up. So I still don't know what I want to be yet, but we'll figure that out.
Me either. One of these days, maybe I'll figure it out. So the kids will dress up like something that they want to be when they grow up, or somebody that they want to emulate in the community, something like that. So as long as it's career related.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. So if somebody makes a living as a clown...
Oh, maybe please. I'm not a big fan of clowns.
Oh, boy. I hit a tender spot there.
Yes, you did.
I'll just stay away.
Okay. Kids, don't worry. You don't want to be a clown when you grow up. It's a terrible life. It's a transient lifestyle. Clowns don't make a lot of money unless your name
anything
is Ronald.
Else,
but,
anything else but that.
Okay. What else is happening? Now, this, I think, is where the hands-on stuff comes in on Monday. What's going on?
Back when I went to school, we did mini courses. And so I'm bringing mini courses back this year for the kids. And the staff was excited about it as well. And so we're doing, we're having people come back into our community, from our community into our school that to do these things. Like Kendall Nelson is going to come and teach the kids about first aid.
Okay.
And my sister Colleen is going, and she's an alumni of our school, as is Kendall, to do how to make homemade butter.
Really?
Yes.
Like the churning
Yes, the
thing.
Old churn, yep.
Okay.
Connie Bielke and is coming in. She's going to do woodworking with the kids. They're going to make woodworking sculptures.
Okay.
And then Mary Smith has volunteered to come and help do, the kids are going to, it says tie blankets, but they're actually going to make tie pillows this year.
Oh, okay. Tie blankets and pillows, very popular.
Yes,
kids love doing that.
They do.
Okay.
And it's good for them to learn. And then they take something home. They'll each have something to bring home from those. So,
Adam, what's happening on Tuesday?
Tuesday is a tie-dye and bright colors day, just to kind of celebrate, just the brightness that the kids in our school brings to our community and to the world eventually. And we continue with our mini courses. We have Ryan Berg coming in and teaching the kids about maple syrup making, which is popular in our area.
Okay.
So that's a great lesson for them.
And goes well with butter.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
And then we were talking about in class one day, and I'm like, how many of you, raise your hand if you know how to do laundry? Because someone said that they didn't have clean clothes or something that they couldn't wear the next day.
Okay.
I said, you know, and no one raised their hand.
Really?
So I'm like, well, this is a great opportunity to teach them how to do a load of laundry.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the bigger kids and take them down to the laundry room and teach them how to do a basic life skill that they're going to need to know.
Is that one of your chores at home, too? Is that why you got hooked into this?
Yeah, my wife. Okay. Yeah, my wife taught me, so I figured I'd...
Yeah, I know how
kids.
To do laundry. I was a bachelor for a long time, and now my wife won't let me anywhere near the laundry.
Exactly.
So I'm fine with that. It's real life skills.
Yep.
Sewing as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
On Wednesday, Juanita, what's happening Wednesday?
Wednesday, we are celebrating our nation by doing, the kids are dressing as with their favorite sports team.
Okay. Going to be a lot of green and gold there.
Yep.
Maybe some Honolulu blue after this weekend.
I'm thinking that, too. And we also have our school mass at 8:45, and then we have an all-school retreat we're going to focus on, and we're going to focus on prayer, teaching the kids different ways to pray and why is it important to pray and things like that. And then we have mini courses in the afternoon, and Carol Ann Van Asten is going to lead our kids in science activities, and again, she's an alumni of our school. And Jackie Nelson is coming to teach the kids, they're going to bake cookies.
Nice.
And she's an alumni of our school. And then we have time on the mat with Christy Davis, and she, her son came to our school, and she is going to teach the kids breathing techniques when they're worked up or anxious and things like that.
Okay.
So.
And woodworking as well with Beth Vormans.
Yep, Beth is going to do some woodworking. Again, we're making those woodworking sculptures, and the kids are very excited about that.
Good deal. And Adam, on Thursday, the 1st of February.
Yeah, so this is a big day for our Catholic Schools Week. Our bishop from the Diocese of Superior comes to one of our schools in our local area, and Tomahawk is actually hosting the Bishop's Mass this year. So we'll have St. Francis Xavier of Merrill, Holy Rosary of Medford, and Nativity Catholic of Rhinelander come and join us at church on Thursday morning. And so we'll have a church full of about 250 kids from different Catholic schools around our area.
Okay.
And we'll all celebrate Mass together. And then we have a really special presenter coming in down from the Madison area. He's called Carl the Energizer Olson, and he's going to be presenting a kind of like faith-based talk to all the kids. And he's an entertainer and motivational speaker.
So get them real charged up, too.
Yes. Absolutely.
Good deal. Finally, Friday next week, Juanita?
We have... celebrate our staff and volunteers. Our kids are dressed in uniform that day, and we are going to field trips. The preschool through first grade is going to the Children's Museum in Eagle River, and then the second through fifth grade are going to a performance at the campus of UWSP in the Wausau area to see Dear Edwina Jr., and they actually have been doing lesson plans and teaching the kids about that. So it's a correlation all the way into that. So that's just a fun day for them to get out into the communities and see different things.
Wrapping up on Saturday, the kids don't have to come back to school on Saturday, do they?
They do not. I just want them to celebrate their families because that's what's important.
Just be together with family on
Absolutely.
Saturday.
Absolutely.
So it's Catholic School Week starting this Sunday, the 28th, going all the way through next Saturday. If you're going to try out St. Mary's, it'd probably be a good week to go to St. Mary's and just kind of look around and see what's going on.
Yes. We have a new family starting on Monday, and I said, what a great week to start.
Absolutely. What else do we need to cover before we let you get back to school this morning?
We'll be at the anytime they want to come in and see and have tours of the school, they are welcome to come in. Any questions, they can call or email me. And we'll be at the home show in April. Okay. And we have parishioners that are actually doing a craft fair on that Saturday in April, too, at the Corpus Christi Center. So that all the proceeds go to St. Mary's School from that. So we're going to. We got a lot going on, and it's a lot of fun. And of course, we have our gala coming up on the 19th.
Oh, yeah. You'll come back and talk to us about that, too?
You bet I will.
Okay, good deal. Mr. Gessler, any final words before we let you out of here today?
I think I'm just excited about this upcoming week. And if you don't know a lot about Catholic schools and St. Mary's in general, come check us out.
Absolutely. And Juanita Skubal, the principal, any last words before I let you go?
No, I just am very thankful for our community support and you guys here at the Q too. It's been great, and I'm very blessed. So I just want to say thank you to everyone.
We feel blessed that St. Mary's School is here in Tomahawk. You've had such a great effect on so many families, so many kids over the years, and I'm glad it's being celebrated this next week.
Yes, and I want to give a shout-out because I know all our kids are listening. Yeah. So hi, guys. We're here.
Hello.
All right, and it's going to take them about 10 minutes to get back there, so you better be on your best behavior in about 10 minutes right now, kids. Thank you, too, for being here this morning. Happy Catholic Schools Week next week. We'll see you down the road.
Yes, okay, thank you so much.
All right.